We are a part of a denomination called ECO. It's a collection of a little over 400 churches. And this week, our denomination has been shaken. Thursday, just about lunchtime, we found out that Brian Dunnigan, who is the senior pastor at Highland Park Presbyterian Church, the largest church in our denomination, and a friend to this congregation, as a former retreat speaker for us, and a friend to our pastors, went to bed on Wednesday night at 44 and did not wake up. He leaves behind a wife and three children. He leaves behind a grieving congregation. This morning, they gather to worship with broken hearts. Before we turn to Scripture this morning, we're going to pray for the Dunnigan family and for our brothers and sisters at Highland Park. Would you join me as we pray? Father, we've been talking about trust for the past month. And this morning we pray with great trust in you, trusting that you will pour out the abundance of your presence, your peace, your grace, your mercy, and your hope on a church whose hearts are broken this morning. As the people of Highland Park Presbyterian Church gather to worship today, may they know your palpable presence among them. May you pour out your comfort upon Brian's wife and three young children. And may they trust in your goodness, even in the midst of unspeakable heartbreak. We're grateful, Father, that you hear our prayers. And we offer this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Trust. Jesus is the epitome of someone who trusted. As a member of the Trinity, Scripture makes it incredibly clear that he's eternal. That when the world was created, he was there. Always with his Father and will be there with Father, Son, and Holy Spirit forever. The words on the wall are markers of trust that Jesus had in his Father as the incarnate God. Imagine the trust it took to leave the throne of heaven to put on this weak flesh. Imagine the trust it took to serve as the Son of God, the created humans, flawed as we are. Imagine the trust it took to go to the cross. To trust in the promise of his Father. This morning we look at Luke 23, verses 44 through 49, Luke's account of the crucifixion of Jesus. Luke records these words: "It was now about noon, and darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m, for the sun stopped shining, and the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Jesus called out with a loud voice, 'Father, into your hands I commit my spirit.' And when he had said this, he breathed his last." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Trusting as he took his last breath to commit his spirit to his Father. trusting that as the Lamb of God who would take away the sins of the world, his Father's plan was perfect. Trusting that even in his execution, God would be faithful and good. We trust that we have a Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. That is our trust. That's the basis of our faith. But that trust is assured because not only do we have a Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world, we have a great high priest in the person of the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. Because 3 days later, we get to the end of the wall. And the tomb was empty, and Jesus overcame death and became not only the Lamb of God who took away our sin, but he became our high priest. The Jewish people knew all about high priests. They shuttled between the temple courtyards and the Holy of Holies, interceding on their behalf before a God who they had offended by failing to be his people. And the high priest never rested. The job was never done until our great high priest emerged from the tomb. And our high priest stopped shuttling back and forth. Our high priest sat down at the right hand of God. Back in the place he had occupied for all eternity and will for all of eternity. That's the picture of trust, my friends. Trust in a God who, for Brian Dunnigan's family and the family of Highland Church today, they can come with broken hearts and trust in God's goodness. Because a faithful God has proved time and time again throughout human history that he is trustworthy and we can put our faith in him. The life of Jesus proved it. And our high priest rests next to the throne of the living God today. And in that we can trust. We talked last week about our Isaacs. Those things that were blessings, our treasures, and God's call to take his hand, which meant we had to lay down our treasures. May we never be so consumed with those things that we hold as idols that we can't reach out and take the hand of the living God in joy and in sorrow, in times of great wealth and in times of poverty, in times of good health and in times of sickness, in times when we're scared and in times when we're emboldened. May we be people who look to the one who trusted God even on the cross and emerge from the tomb not only as the Lamb of God who took away our sins, but our high priest who says, your sins are forgiven. Take my hand. Take my hand. May we live in that hope. May we live in that trust. And may we live each day with a faith that reflects the goodness of God manifest in the one who trusted even on the cross. Father, we are grateful. We're grateful that in you we can lay before the throne of grace this morning those whose hearts are broken. and that they might grasp your hand, Father, may they know in Dallas today the grip of your grace and your faithfulness. And may we know as we lay our treasures down that as we reach out, you are faithful, trustworthy, and that in Jesus we have not only the Lamb of God, but the High Priest who assures us of our life in you that frees us with open hands to grasp yours. In Jesus' name, amen.